Well, 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 common sense prevails. It is not okay to mutilate minors, according to the Texas Supreme Court. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here, politicalbombshow.com, raydog.com. I'm sick and tired of trying to tiptoe around irrelevant things. I'm not doing it anymore. If they want to shut my random thoughts down, that is fine. But I'm about to get all political bombshow-like because I'm not going to tiptoe around because, oh no, they're going to demonetize me. Oh my goodness, whoa, I won't get 50 cents today, no. Let's get into this story here. Very good stuff here. It's a win for common sense. Texas Supreme Court allows law banning gender-affirming care for trans keyword minors to go forward. Again, I don't care if you're an adult and you want to mutilate yourself. That's on you and God. That's none of my business. But when you're going to do this to children, I draw the line. The Texas Supreme Court has ruled that a law banning gender-affirming care for minors can be implemented starting Friday. Nixon, puberty blockers, hormone therapies, and transition surgeries for children. Keyword children. The left attempted to block Senate Bill 14. By suing on behalf of the families and doctors, including the American Civil Liberties, of course the ACLU would be in there, you evil demonic bastards. According to NBC News, they call the ruling cruel. Oh, it's cruel. It's cruel. It's not cruel to take an innocent child who's confused. Don't get me started here. Getting worked up here. Children are naturally confused. That's just a fact. You never heard the term impressionable kid? Well, you know why they say impressionable? Because children, you can take a child and put them anywhere and teach them to hate, teach them to be loving, teach them anything you want to teach them, and yes, even to teach them to be LGBTQ and all the other letters. I'm not going to go down the list of all the crap they add on the end there. I'm not going to do that. But you can teach a child anything. And so a child should not be allowed to decide for themselves, Mommy, I want to be a girl. I feel like a girl. I want to play with a Barbie doll. I don't like Ken, even though Ken has nothing down there, but that's another story. It's just insane. I mean, you have to be of age to buy cigarettes, to drink, but you don't have to be of age to do these life-altering things to yourself. It's ridiculous. I know when you have big tech companies trying to block common sense from prevailing by demonetizing or in some cases completely suppressing the story and not allowing you to put it out there or making it 18 plus for adults only, so therefore they block it from a large amount of the audience there, when it's just ridiculous. And I'm sick and tired of them getting away with this crap. I'm sick and tired of you big tech idiots. You evil, demonic idiots. You piss me off. But, nonetheless, they claim it's cruel, but it's not cruel to dissect a child like a frog. Unbelievable. Transgender youth and their families are forced to confront the start of the school year, fearful of what awaits them. But let us be clear, the fight is far from over. I agree with that. Evil don't just go in a corner and hide. There's spiritual warfare going on. I fight it every day. And I thank God for my brothers and sisters of my church that's able, and the groups that we have, small group breakout groups, and my pastors for helping me to try to navigate these evil, muddy waters here, because the enemy is not going to stop. The enemy wants to do one thing. He wants to lie, cheat, steal, and the end result is for you to die. And some people, some artists, like I was watching a brother on here on the YouTube channel. He's talking, I don't know her name, some artist with the name of Cat, something Cat, where apparently she has this video with the devil in it. Apparently, soul selling. Many people don't believe that, because many people are atheists, or they just don't believe in God or a heaven or a hell. Well, it's just like you can plead ignorant, and when you're arrested for something and you say, well, I didn't know, it doesn't mean you're still going to pay for it. The same thing when we die and when judgment day come. Well, I didn't know that you existed, God. Well, you know, pleading ignorant isn't going to help you. You're going to be atoned, all of us, for our sins. You're going to be accounted. You have to give an account for all of our sins. And I say our, because I'm in this too. I'm not squeaky clean, nowhere, not even close. But what I'm saying is, you can't plead ignorant, selling your soul to the devil and say, well, I didn't know. I didn't know, God, that this was wrong. I didn't know. Well, hey. It's too late now. You didn't repent of your sins and you're already dead now, so you know what happens. But I'm not here to give you a sermon. I'm just telling you the truth. And the truth, if you don't want to hear it, it's up to you. But just last week, a state district judge decided that... I don't care about that joint statement. I could care less. Just last week, a statement district judge decided that the law violated the rights of transgender children and their families to seek appropriate medical care and violated doctors' ability to follow well-established, evidence-based medical guidelines under threat of losing their license. That ruling was immediately appealed by state officials to the Texas Supreme Court, which slapped it down. Pow! Slap that thing down. Pow! I'm sorry. I just get so angry at this stuff. This is so demonic. Don't they see what they're doing to the children? The order from all Republican Supreme Court lifting the injunction and allowing the law to take effect did not explain the decision. The order did not address the lower court's ruling that the law is unconstitutional, and a full hearing is expected, NBC News reported. Over 20 states have now put laws in place banning at least some gender-affirming care for minors. It should be all. You don't do this to... Let me just stop. It's just ridiculous. Like, straying off topic. You have to be responsible parents. This is not anything to do with surgery, but I was at a local store shopping, and I'm at the checkout, you know, the self-checkout. I'm waiting in line to check my stuff out, and I have my earbuds in. And so I feel a tugging on my arm. I'm looking around. There's no one, well, tall anyway. So I look down, and there's a, she's got to be no more than 5 year old, a 5 year old little girl with no parents, I might add, in sight, tugging on my arm, trying to get me to pick her up, you know, so I could lift her and hold her in my arms. I'm like, I'm saying to myself, where's this girl's parent? This is insane. I mean, be a responsible parent. Don't just let your 5 year old child roam around to strangers like this. I mean, she was, I could have literally, if I was one of these child abductors, I could have picked her up in my arms and no one would have known the difference because she was black. So they would assume she was mine. She was laughing, having fun. This is just insane. And so I simply looked down at her. I smile. And then I looked back, you know, waiting in line, hoping she would go back to her parents. And she's just being insistent and tugging my arm. And I'm just like, okay, this is getting a little bit crazy here. And then eventually I looked down again. I smiled. I nodded my head like, no. And then she went away. So hopefully her parents got her and she was okay. But you can't let your child roam around unattended. There's just too many creeps out there. There's too many abductors and predators out there. You can't let your child roam around like that. I mean, it's insane. It really was. But anyway, I strayed way off topic, but not really. I mean, I'm just saying, just as that her parents weren't responsible, neither of these parents who are subjecting their children to these transgender surgeries and such. Children are naturally confused. You know, little boys are naturally curious. When you see your sister playing with a doll, you naturally play with it as well. In my case, I ripped the head off the doll. I would get a beating for that. But nonetheless, we all had our little issues. Don't judge me here. But children are always, we're naturally curious. And not because, I had a cousin, she was, you know, we call them, you know, girls who did more of the boy stuff. We would call them tomboys back in the day when we were growing up. It doesn't mean that they wanted to be a boy and that they needed to change their surgery and do unspeakable things to themselves. It's insane. You end up growing out of it, and now she has children and with grandchildren on the way. So you don't give in to these things. It's just silly. I don't know how you would even, I don't even want to think about it. It's just sadistic. That's all I can say, sadistic. But the Texas law would prevent transgender minors from accessing hormone therapies, puberty blockers, and transition surgeries, even though medical experts such as, you know, I don't care what these experts, so-called experts, they're expert in enriching themselves with money. That's what they're experts at. But nonetheless, I don't care. The left lawsuit contended that the Texas law would have dangerous consequences for the transgender teens. Oh, but not the ones who were going into girl bathrooms and violently, let's say, how could the word, violently doing things to actual by women and girls, not those ones. Oh, it's isolated. No, it wasn't isolated. It was not isolated. But nonetheless, if they were prevented from obtaining treatment recommended by their physicians and parents, a number of doctors who treated these transgender children claim they are worried that we're not going to make any more money. Oh, I said that out loud. I mean, they're worried that their parents will suffer and deteriorating mental health you don't think that they're deteriorating mental health is happening now because they're confused. They need help. They don't need you to butcher them. They don't need that. It's just ridiculous. What do we got here? GLMA, who knows what all these acronyms mean, and LGBTQ health advocacy group, and one of the parties that filed the suit against the ban called the ruling a blatant disregard for the human rights and dignities of the LGBTQ plus individuals, according to CNN, by allowing discriminatory practices to persist within the healthcare system. You nutcases are so insane. You really are. I don't care. I don't want to. You have a whole bunch of tweets or X. I don't know what to call this. It's not that I'm being. I know it could start come off of being insensitive, but it's not being insensitive. Children should not be taken advantage in this way. Some of these parents have issues. Some of them, again, remember, children, by and large, want to support whatever their parent wants. So if a parent is whacked in the head and say, you know what, Johnny? I always wanted a Janina. So why not encourage you to be a Janina instead of a John or a Johnny? So some of these parents are so whacked in the head, they were like, you know what? I didn't want a boy. So if God did not allow me, wait, some of you don't believe in God. If I did not get a natural girl, well, you know what? I can get one that's man-made. That's how, and it's how I'm just going way out there on a limb, just making it up as I go, which is not so far from the truth, because many of them, you know what? You know what, Nina? I really wanted a Dean. I didn't want a Nina. So let's turn you into a boy. Because nature didn't give me a boy. You know what? Man can give me a boy. Let's just make you feel like the only way you're going to make mommy happy if you turn yourself into a boy. So you go to Nina. Nina, let's give you, instead of a doll, let's give you a toy car or a toy plastic gun. Let's show you instead of watching traditional girl stuff, let's watch boy stuff. And let's plant a seed in your mind that after you do all that, you're going to be like, Nina, don't you feel like a boy, don't you? Yes, mommy, I feel like a boy. You want to make mommy happy? Yes, I do. How about you just change yourself and we'll all be happy? Okay, mommy, what do I need to do? Let's go see a Dr. Butcher down the street. Dr. Frankenstein, he'll help. Okay, mommy, I'm fine with that. That's how silly it is. That's how sick these people are. Am I wrong? I'm curious to know, what are your comments? And by the way, leave a like, share, and subscribe if you would like to hear more stories of this nature. Because again, big tech, they do not want, as I mentioned in a previous story with the townhall.com, they don't want us to put the truth out there, and transgenderism is one of them. So politicalbouncer.com, certainly you can share. Speaking of which, I have to look for a new company for my photo book I made of Chip, because this really infuriated me. So I have a photo book which is really nice. I'll probably share it when it comes in, but it's not going to be for sale. At least I'm going to take it out the market, because this company, I'm not gonna out the company. It doesn't matter right now. But so I went on my rate. Well, I'm not gonna tell you where I went because I don't want you to try to buy it because it's just gonna affect my Stripe account with them being canceled. But essentially, what I went on there and I bought it. And so once I bought it, so I went to the distributor, to the company, and then I had to approve the order in which I placed on my website. So I approved it and everything. I'm all set to go. And then, just as when I paid for it, it says, I can't remember exactly what it said. It didn't say decline, but it said so failed, order failed, or whatever it put on there. And so when I looked and as to why the order failed, it says, I'm sorry, you need to upgrade to our subscription plus fans. You know, I need to do a story on the way how I understand why companies are doing it, but I don't like buying things when it's a subscription based when it comes to software or services online. I don't like this format at all, not even a little bit. And I get it. Companies love this because it's residual income. They get monthly revenue and or even annual revenue, and they don't have to worry about it. Instead of a one-time offer when you buy it in one lump sum, I miss those days. I don't like buying software where, well, I can't even buy software anymore, where it's a monthly, well, you could buy the software, but it won't work unless you have a subscription fee where, and the problem is these subscription fees are not cheap. And how many companies or how many software am I going to be able to afford when they're all subscription based? This is something I need to talk about in its own video, so I'm not going to get into it here. But basically, this company, what they did was tell me, in order for me to order this book, then I need to get the subscription plus fan. Not even their subscription, but their subscription plus fan. Plus their subscription plus plan. And it was not cheap at all. I forget what it was, but it could have been $20 or $30 a month. No, maybe. I think that's too much. I think it was like $11 a month. No, $11 a month if I went with their annual plan, and then $29 or $30 monthly, I believe. But it was just outrageous and ridiculous. Number one, when I created this book that I put so much hard work into, and I wanted to have it for myself, because when I had Zeus, I don't really have much picture left of him. So, which is why if you follow me on Instagram or my Snapchat, you'll see I post a lot of pictures of doing things with Chip because I didn't want it to be the same way. And so I created this amazing book from when I adopted him as a rescue up until whenever I wrote it, maybe a year and a half of pictures. And I put little captions of the little stories of what the picture meant. And it's so nicely done. And I mean, I guess in theory, it's a one-off because who else is going to want to buy that book? Because they don't know my dog or might care about that unless you're a dog lover. But yeah, so it's fine. I guess it'll be a one-off. I'm going to have it for myself and have that book, which is what I wanted. But the problem, it just angers me that this company, when I created that book, it did not say, by the way, to sell this book, you need to be on our subscription plan. Because had I known that from the get-go, I would not have wasted my time to put it on my website. And I have advertised it in the past, but I've not been pushing it. It's mainly basically for myself. I should have done a one-off. and this might end up being a one-off. I might not even look for a different place to put it, because like I said, no one's going to want to really buy that. I mean, it's not like if it was a story of my life and you have a Radok fan out there and they might want to buy it. But other than that, yeah, I'm probably not going to. I think I talked myself out of it. I'm probably not going to probably not going to repost it. I'm most likely, once this order reaches to me, I'm going to just delete it from that store. And I'm going to look for a different company, because I have other products from that company. And they weren't transparent, is what I'm saying here. They weren't transparent. But I don't like subscription-based things. And it's not only with online things, but even offline. Well, I mean, technically it's offline. Many things are just subscription-based now. They figured out that we as a company can make more money if we have subscription-based plans than to just have a one-time fee. And I just don't like that. And so I always try to search for, especially when it comes to software, I will always try to search for software that I can out and out buy. And that's the problem. Some of these AI technology, I like some of these things, but all of these things, I mean, they suck you in by saying free to try or even free, but then for all the good stuff, you have to be subscription-based. I mean, I'm not a millionaire or a billionaire. If money wasn't an object, sure, but still, I believe, knowing myself, even if I was a millionaire or billionaire, I still wouldn't like the fact that I'm being forced to have subscription fees, because it's just, to me, it's just never ending. You know, I don't like that. I just don't. So I need to, and the problem is, I feel the way how this is trending, that pretty soon all companies are going to be subscription based, and you're going to have no choice but to either use one or not use any at all. And that's the problem. Like one of my video editing software, this company, I can't remember the name of it. Cyberlink Direct Produce. What, I don't know. Cyberlink is the name of the actual company, but they, for years, since the beginning, they've always been, you know, off, you know, you could just pay one fee and then you would get the software. But they are now jumping on the bandwagon. I mean, right now, they're still offering both. But my fear is that eventually, they're not going to allow me to out and out buy it. They're going to be forced me, just like the Adobe effects. I mean, the Adobe companies of the world, they're going to force you to go subscription-based. And subscription-based, I get it. The company is not just about money, although I think that's mostly what it's about. But I think it's also about piracy. I think that it's easier to pirate something that you can buy and have it out and out. Although hackers are very shrewd, and I would argue that it's not going to work, because hackers are very intelligent. They're going to find a way to still pirate your software, even though you have subscription based only. I feel that it's always going to be someone out there who's going to find a way around it, and you're going to have it pirated anyway. So it just reminds me of gun control laws. Okay, so you have bad guys who have guns, and then you have good guys who have guns. And so the bad guys with with mental problems because of all of these drugs of the nature of what do you call these things? Not stress. The suicide depressant stuff. I forget what you call them. I don't even know. Antidepressant. That's the one I'm looking for. Antidepressant. With the antidepressant drugs, many of these mass shooters, it's known that they were using these things. And so, instead of punishing the bad people, you decide massive gun laws. And as a result, what these massive gun laws do is they hurt the actual good guys more than the bad guys. Because the bad guys, you think that they're getting legal gun? Not many of them. not many of them are going to go get legal gun. Many of them are going to get guns from the black market. And so therefore, it makes no sense to bring these laws out. And that's the same as these subscription-based stuff. If your intention is to try to stop piracy, so therefore, you hurt people who can't afford to pay all these subscription fees for all these different services because they're not cheap. I could see if these subscriptions were reasonable, you know, $5 to $10 a month, or, you know, which is still high, but even $5 a month would be reasonable. If, and then they lock you into 6 months or a year. Okay. I can see that. But they're not cheap. These subscription bases are not cheap. I really need to dedicate a full show. I went way too long here talking about subscription fees, and it really needs to have its own show. So, what do you think? Are you a fan of subscription fees, or are you more of a fan of out-and-out buy-in software? Now, obviously, when it comes to certain things like my YouTube TV, which is essentially streaming cable, well, obviously I can't out and out buy something like that. That's a service, and then I can't out and out buy it. But I'm talking about like software, mostly like software and AI apps and stuff and such. Apps is another thing that's capitalizing on these subscription fees. I don't like where this is going at all. But are you a fan of subscription fees? Or are you not a fan? If you're a fan of these subscription fees, especially if you're a fan, I want you to leave a comment and tell me why you're a fan of subscription fees. And don't forget to visit politicalbombshow.com or raydog.com. And I'll see you in the next one.